We have about 40,000 thoughts a day, but a lot of those thoughts are negative. I don't mean they're bad thoughts. They're limiting thoughts. Think about you can't exceed the speed limit. You can't be late for work. You can't put your hand on a hot stove. So they're not bad thoughts, but they limit us. In some cases, they're great because they keep us safe, but they also confine you to a certain way of thinking. Couple that with the fact that most of our thoughts today are the same thoughts we had yesterday. And I'm talking mostly about when you're at work, because you probably commute to work the same way. You probably sit at the same desk, and you probably log onto the same programs. So a lot of the things you do are very similar from one day to the next. Couple that with these confining thoughts, and you can really have an inhibition to be creative. So a lot of times we're kind of on autopilot, and it's actually good in a way, but it doesn't give you the opportunity to be really creative. So let's talk about nonlinear thinking. That's really what we're here about. It allows freedom for wide open ideas and naive solution finding, not just relying on what you already know. It gives you permission to go way out and enables, because you're not looking for a single solution, you're looking for many answers, you have a bunch of different solutions you could potentially combine. Linus Pauling said the best way to have a good idea is to have a lot of ideas. So we talked about nonlinear thinking. You could also hear it termed as creative thinking, divergent thinking, lateral thinking, or productive thinking. And it's all about determining the end through a process. You're not looking for a single answer. You're looking for a process of thinking that's going to generate a lot of different ideas, challenge what's already known, and it's great for fresh solutions.